Today, the church celebrates Tuesday of the 30th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 13, verses 18 to 21. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour, until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Both of the settings in today's gospel passage, one about a man gardening and the other about a woman baking, compare the initial smallness of an object to the considerable impact it goes on to have. A tiny mustard seed grows into a gigantic tree, which provides a home for the birds of the air. A little bit of yeast transforms a small amount of flour into a large amount of bread. As images of God's kingdom, Jesus seems to be saying that in God's sight, what is very small can become highly significant. Even our most minor acts of kindness can result in good beyond anything we can imagine. Small acts of kindness, mercy, and acceptance performed in the service of the Lord can create an opportunity for the Lord's grace to work quite powerfully in our lives. We might be tempted to think that unless some event within the church is great and extraordinary, it doesn't matter much. But today's gospel passage suggests that it is often the small actions, the little endeavors, that often go overlooked by most people, that can become the heralds of the kingdom of heaven.